Aye, Mr. Smith.
Who has Mr. Smith?
Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith.
This all, the borough ID.
Yes. Okay, sir, the Honorable David Mayor will be conducting your hearing, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Okay, would you please state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Roger Lee Smith, 044755.
Okay, Mr. Smith, we're going to conduct the court hearing, and we'll be going over some information. And then after I go over the basic information, then we'll get back to you and have more discussion, okay? So you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon in reference to the court hearing. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct the hearing at this time. On the screen to your far left is the Honorable Michael Johnson. Then we have Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, and to the far right is the Honorable Louis Canonis. And my name is David Mayor, I'll be the hearing lead. So whenever you need information, if you're reading the glaring mistakes, let me know. I'll verify some stuff with you as we go, and like I said, we'll get back to you. So you're currently 59 years old, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're serving a life sentence for first degree murder, which began on June 6, 1989. You also have a seven-year sentence for armed robbery, which is going to be consecutive to the murder sentence. You pled guilty in a plea agreement, and you were sentenced on July 8, 1992. You became parole eligible on December 17, 2009. And you're certified for this hearing for parole to your next consecutive sentence or after discharge on March 2, 2019. You appeared 16 prior occasions, and you've been declined each time. So I'm going to go over a summary of the offense at this time. This is based on information from information I have from Department of Correction, local county attorney's office, and that information will be from police reports and court proceedings. So on June 6, 1981, you murdered Herman Helfand. You and your co-conspirators, the Abina brothers, went to the family's liquor store in Central and Southern in Phoenix. You go to the sawed-off 20-gauge shotgun and in the store and took $158 from the cash register. The store clerk offered no resistance and was back in the way when you shot him in the head. Victim died as a result of a single gunshot to the right temple. You and the Abina brothers fled the scene of the crime. The police contacted you during an unrelated call later that same day. You were in possession of 10 rounds of 20-gauge ammunition, and the sawed-off 20-gauge shotgun was under the seat where you were sitting when contacted by the police. You were arrested, charged, convicted by jury of first-degree murder and armed robbery, and sentenced to 15 years in prison for armed robbery and death for first-degree murder. Your appeal and your convictions were affirmed, but the death sentence was vacated and remanded to the trial court. And that's when you pled guilty so that you could get the, death for the life instead of the death sentence. Pardon me?
No, sir, on my first appeal, the sentences, the conditions was affirmed, the armed robbery sentence was confirmed, but they demanded me back for resentencing on the death penalty.
Right.
So I went back for resentencing, and they sentenced me to death again. And then later on, when the, 8 9 years later was when they started.
Oh, I see. So you got the death penalty twice, but then both times it was vacated, and the second time around is when you pled guilty to get it over with.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. I lost some of my notes. points are, so since you've been in, you've had considerable discipline, this, a lot of assaulting behavior, rioting, manufacturing weapons 9 times, 9 assault tickets, 2 escape tickets, contraband, and I think it was 1 rioting. And the latest was, it's been actually over 5 years ago, but it was promoting prison contraband, and that was in 2013. The reading program. So, sir, tell us a little bit about what's been going on, and that you have changed that would make you a good candidate for return to the community. What's different now than it was the last hearing?
Only time, sir. I'm the same person. It's not so much that I've changed through the years, sir. I used to say that, you know, because everybody changes, but I think it has evolved. You know, I got out of my way. I got out of the highway, you know, the highway, 99, South Eco, all that. I inoculated myself with those kind of viruses through the years, sir. When I first came to prison, to county jail prison, I stabbed people. I stabbed officers, sir. Stabbed people, made weapons on death row. I was rude in these environments, so that's not an excuse, sir. I'm only saying that we're all accountable for our actions, not clean mind. Totally and completely. But my nature has always been the same, kind and generous. But for many years, I wondered why that I get so violent when the line was crossed. I found that one out. I used to think that the trust memories was, you know, bullcrap, you know? But I experienced it. And I found that one out. But I evolved, sir. I got on my way and I traveled to Pat Lindbergh, sir. And I stayed in the military. And I've just been surrounded by all this hatred and rage and usury and abuser and stuff all my life inside these places. And I always fought against that. And not against myself, but I guess myself too. And we all do struggle. But once I got on my way, sir, and started traveling and inoculating myself with those many viruses, you know, hate it and believe it, don't make it now, can it be? You know, in your new environment, in your new atmosphere, sir. But, I committed myself to a life of confession and on a path of liberty until I leave this kind of existence of redemption and contrition. Something that really messed me up very badly. Not messed me up, but why? Mr. Houser, he was in World War II. I didn't know that. You know? And my crime happened June 6th, 81. June 6th, D-Day, That hero was all, you know, charged into the model of that meat grinder. And what happened is the same date, different decades, but June 6th, I encountered him. Wow, that was still, it just me very badly, you know. But anyway, sir. Speak upon. But I don't deny anything, sir. I'm counting for everything. But I'm not that same moral idios. Some worse maybe. But sir. I'm not. I never want to harm anything ever again in any manner. I don't mean in self-defense. I have established that over here a number of times. Even while being attacked in Central in 2001, excuse me, I got cut from behind. All I did was disarm them. Because, hey, numbers is my business, man. You got problems, you know, whether it's the Border Brothers and the Whites, and, you know, that's a game, Border Brothers. And, hey, it's none of my business, man. You know? And all I did was disarm them, and that was it. After getting cut once upon a time, I didn't want much further than that. But anyway, there's no way I can convince you of anything, and I'm not here to try to do that, to convince you members of anything. I don't even put it into all the packets. You know, I come and I speak. And the poor girls have asked me to. Does this gentleman want to say something?
No, wait. I'm sorry, sir. I'm just asking my colleague when I get a chance.
Okay. You know, the first time they asked me, why should they release me? And I said, to be totally forthright, frank and honest, I really don't know why you should. And he said, that's an odd statement. And I'm so sure it is. But I don't know what they want to hear. Am I sorry it happened? If I had to do it over again, well, I'm absolutely positive not. I didn't shoot him intentionally to begin with. But have I changed? I've evolved. I told him the reason is so true. No matter what I tell you, it was you who must find the reason why you should release me. I can only be forthright and honest. And I've always been that. You know? And maybe that's what it'll be. But to my detriment, much of the time. You know? Because people think everything is written on paper and stuff is, you know, verbatim. This is what happened. And well, the situation, and most things are excuses that people give. And they're in denial, lying to themselves. They're the easiest person to fool, lying to yourself. But once you get out of the way, sir, get out that IRA, you know, not get yourself those many viruses, things start coming to you, crystal clarity. And, I did that, sir. So I did that, but I cleansed my mental atmosphere, you know, set to all of you, you know, on the conscious and subconscious level. It does not exist in my mental atmosphere anymore, sir. And, my vines always came, and I wondered for years, many years, why do you get so violent? Some things there's nothing to talk about. Someone's coming to rape you or rob you in these places, you know, these prisons and reform schools and stuff. What is there to talk about? There's no time out in that one. You know, the intent is clear. But if people talk, resolve this thing, and apologize, I have no problem with that. So if you did, I would get very violent. And I had a repressed memory. And it happened when a little girl read a letter, but when Bush Jr. read a letter from the little girl after September 11th. You know? And I threw myself out. I thought I had a nervous breakdown. It was the words that she said.
You know? Okay, sir?
You know, I love my daddy. I don't want him to die, but I give him to you to go fight the bad man. And the first day of the repressed memory came. And this was the reason why.
So you've been incarcerated 38 years?
Yes, sir. Well, more than that, but on this sentence, yes.
Okay. Well, that's most of the time when you're leaving that, I'm sure you're somewhere behind the bars. So I like the idea of doing the barrels rather than changing. That's a good way to look at it.
That's exactly what it was, sir.
Okay. I had something my mind went fuzzy for a second. Okay. You haven't done a whole lot of programming since you've been in, but I see that you did a substance abuse.
Yes, sir.
But you haven't done anything since 2013. That's about the time that you started behaving yourself and not getting tickets. Is that all the program? Is that all the programming they offer there on New York, or have you just not taken it?
They have AA sexually anonymous. I have no problem with that one. I've hardly ever drank in my life. I've been incarcerated. I drink homemade hooch, Duke 33, you know, aftershave, stuff like that. Yeah, yuck. But I have not drank since 85. I haven't smoked marijuana since 89. And I was not self-medicating no more.
So did you?
It wasn't 2013 though, so when I...
Okay, yeah, it indicates here was some GED. Did you complete your GED program?
Yes, sir, in 01.
All right, well, that's something that's very commendable. So a lot of times we'll see on here GED, but they haven't got all the way through the program yet. They're working on it.
Yes, sir.
But that's very, very commendable. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Oh, you have something.
You know what? I think I'm fine. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Any questions? Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing at this time. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination shortly, but before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. We just ask that you don't repeat all the information that we've already covered. So if there's anything else you would like to tell us, now would be the time.
Okay, sir. Now, I really stopped doing this quite a while back. 13 was when I took that, it was 12 or 13. 13 was when I took that cognitive restructuring. But I got a write-up during that time, but the last write-up was 08, which was not really write-up. I tried to PC up. They took me back out in GP in 05. Different times I tried PCing up, even after being attacked, and I didn't get by them. I didn't defend myself. Well, repeatedly they put me in that situation, and I kept telling them, look, you keep putting me in situations where my life is in danger, you know? And I don't want to harm anything or anyone ever again. And they even took cell partners and myself and died at Dakota. But they kept turning me down. But the serial foreman agreed with me. And so they overrode me to for 2-0 for allegedly threatening to take hostages at Dakota in 05. But when I finally reached the end there, I've been putting inmates in my cell, and Aaron Brother was sending notes down to my cells to attack me. And my cells showed me the notes. After my last cell arrest, I told them, hey, I'm not letting you put anybody else in here with me no more. You know, that's my worst case scenario, is being locked in a cell with someone who's trying to kill me. And
okay, well, sir,
I don't have too much of a choice.
Sir, we've already covered the fact, that you have been behaving yourself since 2013, and that was the last one that you got.
Right,
and
it was 13, sir.
Okay, well, okay, there was... What I'm getting at is we do have several inmates that are waiting for their hearings today, and we need to keep it brief.
Okay, can I ask one question?
What's that, sir?
Am I up for parole to be paroled to my next sentence or absolute discharge? Which is it?
Well, then both options are available. The board can choose to parole you to your next consecutive sentence. The board could vote to give you actual discharge, or we could vote not to give you either one.
Okay. I never asked that question before because I said absolutely discharge before. One of the reasons I didn't put in a parole packet, another reason is if I was only being paroled from my first sentence to my next sentence, what is a parole packet for that? sir?
Well, it's to give us the information to decide whether we want to give you parole. What happens on parole for your next consecutive sentence, you've got that armed robbery charge of 7 years. You would start that charge, and you would serve it out at the end of that, or when you become parole eligible on that one, then you're eligible for a normal parole to the Route 5 or on the rest.
Then that information would be pertinent.
But well, it's pertinent now because we haven't decided whether you've improved yourself and rehabilitated enough to move to that step. Because right now, as long as that one's sitting there as a consecutive sentence, you're not eligible to go out of the prison other than actual discharge. And that does not happen that often. Okay?
I understand that one, sir.
Okay.
Okay, then for my next one, I'll do a parole time to you, sir.
Okay.
I'll do the World Security Convention, but nothing, as I stated earlier. I leave it up to, I just be forthright and honest. And,
okay.
You know what I mean? But anyway, thank you, sir. If I need to put a parole packet in for the next one,
okay. All right. Well, thank you, sir. The board is going to go into discussion now and make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. We may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. But stay on the phone. Just remain silent, and I'll be back with you as soon as we've made a decision, okay?
Thank you.
All right. The board is now in discussion. Well, Mr. Smith is definitely interesting, and he is served 38 long years in prison, and he's got the, it is kind of unusual that he had twice sentenced to death and twice when it was vacated, it is very commendable that he was gone for the last 5 years. He really hadn't had any discipline, but he was really violent and a lot of trouble up to that point, so it looks like he might have made a turning point. At this time, I think I would, I'd still like to see a little bit more time with good behavior because of how violent and everything was up until that point. Well, at this time, I'm not in favor of for the next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge, but I'm willing to listen to discussion from my fellow board members. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. I would just want to mention for the record that we have a letter from the victim's wife. And she is requesting that Mr. Smith not be paroled. And we also have a letter from the Maricopa County Attorney. These are both dated, the victim's wife's letter is dated March 8th of this year, and the county attorney's letter is dated March 14th. And both of those are asking for no consideration for this.
Yes, I got my synopsis from the Maricopa County Attorney.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you. I just wanted to get that on the record.
Okay, yes, thank you. Mr. Brampton? Mr. Canova?
Just a quick add-on, in the pre-sentence report, which I recognize is many years old now, there was a reference that there was no rhyme or reason to this crime, and I couldn't help but notice that this event happened in broad daylight within 2 blocks of the Southern Precinct, and I still am not gathering the rhyme or reason to this.
Thank you. Okay, so based on all the information we've had presented today in our discussion, I want to make a motion to deny Mr. Roger Smith, AUC number 044755, for the next consecutive sentence of an absolute discharge at this time. Because of the daily crime, we cannot do a 1 year set off.
Second.
Agree.
Okay. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, and moved by Mr. Gomez. Okay, so the board has voted to deny you a four-year consecutive sentence or actually discharge at this time. In approximately 6 months, you'll be certified to appear again, and the reasons for the denial are serious and violent offense, loss of human life, as the time to victim, we get that, have the gun pointed at you while that's going on. It was pretty traumatic. And history of a certain behavior in prison. His behavior's been pretty good for the last 5 years, so I'm going to leave that one. And no recent disciplinary. There is a history of assaulting behavior, lack of programming. He has a release plan, but it's irrelevant on the point of the next consecutive sentence. And no family or community support. That's something that would like to ask for that. Okay, Mr. Smith, you heard the discussion and the decision and the reasons.
Yes, sir.
We do wish you the best of luck. You're on the right path, I think, evolving and staying out of trouble.
Absolutely.
But I think, as Mr. Kinnamis stated, there was just the crime itself, there was no rhyme or reason to what happened. So we do wish you the best of luck, and in about 6 months, we'll see you again. And in the meantime, we hope that, that you can remain successful, okay? And you put the either let the neck bend again or put the CO3 on the phone, please.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Doug.